another 5-Minute Mystery.
Well, Mrs. Holmes, how do you like it?
Oh, it's beautiful, Ken. Just think, we'll be spending the rest of the month of August up here.
I always said the Adirondacks are the finest country in the world for vacationing.
Well, it's been so long since we've had a real vacation, too. There was always some murder or robbery to interfere with our plans. You know, being married to a private detective certainly has its disadvantages.
But starting today until the end of August, it's all pleasure and no business, Beth.
Ken, watch out!
Say, what's the matter with you? Don't you know any better than to run in front of a car like that?
I'm awfully sorry, but I was in a hurry to get some help. A man's been killed. There he is, at the bottom of the cliff.
What is it, Ken?
Stay back, Beth. I wouldn't look over the edge if I were you. It's not a very pretty sight. I'd say that was about a 300-foot drop. You didn't have a chance.
I told him not to do it. I told him not to.
You knew him, then?
Yes, he was a friend of mine, Gordon Gray.
Gordon Gray? Why, Ken, that couldn't be the Gordon Gray we met at the National Museum.
He was curator of birds there. Did you know him?
Only slightly. Had a few talks with him when my wife and I visited the museum. I'm an amateur at birds myself. Did you work with him?
No, my name is Wallace, Carl Wallace. I was merely a good friend to Mr. Gray.
Well, how did it happen, Wallace?
Well, you see, Gray and I were walking along the edge of the cliff here. He invited me out on a field trip with him. He was pointing out some birds to me when suddenly he spied a hawk's nest on a ledge a little ways down the cliff.
Where's the nest, Wallace?
I really don't know. His eyes were so much keener than mine, he could pick out things like that almost by intuition. Hawks build their nests along the sides of cliffs, you know.
Yes, he told me that once.
Well, he said he saw some eggs in the nest. He'd like to get them. He started to climb over the edge, and I begged him not to do it.
He fell?
Yes, he'd gotten about 10 feet down the cliff when suddenly he seemed to get dizzy. He put one hand to his head, he waved it a moment, and then he fell.
Oh, Ken. And he was such a nice old man, too.
Yes, it's a pity anyone would want to murder him.
Murder? Well, what's the matter with you? I just told...
Nothing's the matter with me, Wallace, but things will be pretty exciting for you when you come up on trial for the murder of Gordon Gray.
What clue tipped off Ken Holmes that Gordon Gray had not met with accidental death, but had been murdered? The answer in a few moments, but first... Back to our story.
You're crazy, Holmes. I told you exactly what happened, and that's the truth.
Not exactly the truth. You were running away from the scene of a crime when I almost ran you down with a car, a crime you'd committed. Gordon Gray didn't fall 300 feet to his death. You pushed him. Your on-the-spot alibi wasn't bad, except for one thing. A highly rated curator of birds at the National Museum wouldn't have said that he saw a hawk's nest with eggs in it on this mountainside. At least not in the month of August. The hawk's nesting period ended in June. Don't put words in a dead man's mouth, Wallace. They're dangerous.